even though the whiskey market is shifting, you still can't be drinking Pappy Van Winkle every day.
Yeah, not me anyways.
It's still pretty hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to tell you our top five Pappy alternatives. And if you want to hear about it, then stick around.
All right, Randy, before we get into it, you know what we have to do.
I would think some thanks is in order.
Absolutely. It's the season of Thanksgiving.
It's true.
Right? So we need to stop and take a moment to thank who we love the most on the planet, and that is our faithful Patreon friends on the Patreon. We love you guys, and we thank you so much for your continued support of the show. You're not just supporting a show, right? You're not just supporting, like, Randy and I being able to sit around and drink whiskey and talk to a camera. That's not what this is about, and you know that. And you're being a part of making a difference in this world, and we can't thank you enough. Those names you see on the screen right now are all of our faithful patrons at the top few tiers. There's more tiers. There's more options, packages for every budget. So if you want to know more about our patrons, stick around to the end of the video.
Awesome. All right. So it's been a little bit easier finding some of the bottles.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's, you know, just things have slowed down a little bit.
A little bit. I actually had a funny conversation with somebody. He went into a liquor store and he's like, "Hey, you got anything special in the back?" And the guy's like, "I sure do. I've got Blanton's. I've got, you know," mm-hmm. and several other bottles at that level. And the guy was like, "Nah, I'm good." And the guy was telling me the story, and I was like, I think an underappreciated element of the downturn is the backlash from years of hoarding.
Right, yeah.
Right? And so maybe Blanton's was never that rare. It was just that everybody would buy one every time they saw one, even if they didn't need it. And now they're realizing, this is dumb. I'm not ever going to get around to drinking all of these bottles.
And you got people that, like, they always are always going to want what they can't have.
Right.
So if you go in and you look for Blanton's, it's never there, it makes you want it more.
Yeah.
Even though it's okay whiskey.
It's good whiskey.
It's like, you know, that's what creates that huge FOMO, and then all of a sudden you can't find anything.
You can't find it. But you still can't get Pappy Van Winkle.
Pappy is the name that people, I don't think, will ever not desire either on their shelves or whether it's in their collection, and they'll never stop looking for it. But lucky for you guys who are having trouble finding it,
mm-hmm.
we've got some incredible alternatives that we would rather sip on, you know, on a regular evening, or if we're having a special occasion, we still break it out and have a great time with it.
That's right. So how about, without further ado, we whip out that first bottle.
Why don't you kick us off? What's one that you would recommend that we would try?
All right. Well, the first recommendation that I have is Ben Holiday Distillery.
Ooh, yeah.
So the one I prefer to drink is the Rickhouse Proof, which mm-hmm. they're usually around 120 proof, so they've got a lot of really bold flavor, really awesome history in this distillery. It's actually tied to Wells Fargo Bank. So basically, this distillery was started by the individual, like Wells Fargo has the Stagecoach on it.
Mm-hmm.
He had a business that he would take people from the edge of, you know, civilization into the West. And so he figured out, like, oh, while I'm taking people out there, I could be selling whiskey to these locations along the way. And so he started a distillery and that's in Missouri. And it's this really beautiful facility. It was originally, this area was discovered and mapped by Lewis and Clark. And so he was able to figure out where this water source was. It was going to be really good for making whiskey. He bought the distillery. It ended up shutting down, I think, in the 80s or 90s, and they recently reopened it. Mm-hmm. And they're doing things right.
Mm-hmm.
They're making their own whiskey. They're aging it to, you know, a reasonable age before they release it. And we had the opportunity to go there and do a single barrel with our Patreon group.
Absolutely.
And they catered in lunch for us, private tours. It was a really great time.
Yeah.
But one of the main reasons this comes to mind when I think about an alternative for Pappy is that Pappy Van Winkle is a weeded bourbon.
Right.
So most whiskeys, most bourbons have usually around 70 to 80% corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be a percentage of malted barley, which is usually 5 to 12%. And the rest of that is what they call the flavor grain.
Right.
And almost all whiskeys, that flavor grain is rye. But for Pappy Van Winkle, it is wheat. Mm-hmm. And that wheat makes it a little bit softer on the palate, usually adds some more citrusy notes to it. Mm-hmm. And this is also a wheat-based bourbon. In fact, all the whiskeys that we're going to talk about are wheat-based except for one. And that's going to be kind of a shock to you guys when we whip that one out.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. Whenever, you know, we're trying to come up with this list and talking about, okay, what alternatives are out there, not just that we enjoy, but that fit that same profile as the Pappy line with the wheated and the proof point, one that I thought of is obviously Weller Antique 107.
Yeah, and there's no argument that this is an excellent alternative for Pappy because it's literally the same in every way.
Yeah. Same distillery, same profile, same mash bill, same everything. Ages
same barrels,
aged
in the same areas. Everything's the same. It's just that when they were tasting the barrels, these were selected to be more along the Weller profile and the Pappy. And it's even the same proof.
Exactly.
Is 107. Is the old Rip Van Winkle and also the Pappy 15.
15, yeah.
So
that was one I thought of. I mean, I honestly have had the Pappy 15s, the 10s, and it's put them in a blind together. I mean, I'm not going to be well enough to tell a difference. Maybe their tasting committee and whoever their barrel selection in-house folks are who decide, okay, this has more of a Weller antique flavor profile. This is more of a, they're better at that. But for your average or even a little above average whiskey drinker like me, it's a perfect
alternative.
Minor, and a huge difference in availability.
If you gave them to me double blind, I probably couldn't tell the difference. Three times I've done it single blind, and in each instance I was able to identify. And this one really compares more to the old Rip Van Winkle, because they used to be the same age. They used to be same age statement.
Yeah,
they dropped the age statement on Weller Antique a while back ago, but when I'm tasting them side by side and I know one is that what's in the glasses, I just don't know which one is which, I can usually identify the Van Winkle because it's just got a little bit more of a sweet pipe tobacco note, but it's so minute.
And I would argue that is because you've, one, drank this a whole lot more than you have Pappy.
Right.
And this was kind of one of your, you talk about this like 5-6 years ago, where you would just go buy this case
It was almost 10 years ago now.
It was a screw, it was a screw top back then, and you could get it anytime you wanted.
Yeah,
and
by
so
the handle.
A lot more people have drank this a lot more often, so therefore, in a single blind where you know the options are, if you've had this a lot, you're probably going to be able to know. But
and it doesn't have to be the antique. They have, the green label is
Special Reserve,
awesome.
Absolutely.
And a great alternative to the Van Winkle 12 year because they're pretty similar in price in proof point as well. So,
what else you got?
All right, the next one. This one is one I'm going to go to another craft distillery.
Oh, okay.
So, Hard Truth Distillery that is in Indiana.
Go Hoosiers, by the way.
They're known mostly for their rye whiskeys. That's what they brought to market first, but they just started releasing some of their bourbons, I think last year or year before last, and they sent us this media bottle, and this is a wheated bourbon mash bill. And I'm just a really huge fan of their products that I've tried. We actually went there and did a distillery takeover with the Patreon group there as well. Amazing time, private tour, private cocktail class. They have ATV tours because they're on like 340 acres. You go out to the woods and they have these different like sites set up. And there was one that was like supposed to be like the kind of shack that you would go to for a speakeasy drink during Prohibition. There was one where there was like a swing they put a swing on the edge of like this steep down, almost a cliff. And you could swing out over it and stuff. And they have a good time with all that.
That's one distillery I still need to get up to and visit up in my homeland of Indiana. I've been wanting to go.
And I can tell you, they roll out the red carpet. When they know that a whiskey nerd's come in, like,
they're gonna make sure you
they make sure you have a good time.
That's awesome.
And so, their story is a great one too. They started off as like a pizza place that sold beer. They started distilling, and now they're this wonderful brand that represents the state. Amazing.
They had some yeast left over from their pizza dough.
And they were like, let's make some beer. Oh, let's distill it.
You know how those companies have like their own logo on a glass?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool if there was a website where you could go and like put your own logo on your whiskey glass that you drink like at home?
Yeah, but like I would want a variety of glasses. Like Small drinking glasses, a larger neat glass, maybe like a rocks glass.
Sure. And what about a tumbler? Yeah. Like the Yetis.
Like the Yeti tumbler. Yeah, that'd be, dude, like, if you could get your logo on that, that'd be awesome.
Like, yeah, like imagine like, even like plastic glasses. Imagine you're like at the pool, right? And you've got like your own whiskey club or your own name or something like on your little plastic glass you're drinking out of at the pool.
That would be awesome. And like, you know how sometimes when you're at a bottle share and you got to clean your glass out because you're going to take a real small pour and you
don't. Like a
yeah, like if you could get like a custom like lint-free rag, that'd be really cool.
With your logo on
with
it?
With your logo like right on it.
Yeah. And not just that, dude. What if, you know how you're always getting samples, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like you have your box. It's like just a blank wooden box. But what if on top of there you had like your own brand or something on there.
Yeah, your logo on there.
Your logo that's like, you know, Wes's whiskey collection
samples
or something.
You could even use that for charities too, because like you could do like a sample box that you did in like a charity raffle, but you could custom etch it. That'd be cool.
Dude, what if this same website, like all those things were there, but you could also use it for the holidays coming up?
Like
I could get an advent
calendar box.
You could do that, and I could get your like something special for you on it and give it to you as a gift.
Yeah, as a gift for Christmas. That'd
be
really
cool. What if there was a website like
that? What if there was a website that had all of those things? And what if the company that did it could set up a custom website for you to pick any of those things?
Oh, dude, that's like, come on, yeah, now. What if there was a website?
What if there was a website? Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great option. Now, I'm going to throw a little wrench into the plan here.
Yes.
Because
I think
this is a bottle that I'm actually kind of sad that this is probably one of the last bottles we have from this pick.
Yeah.
But this is JT Melick, everyone. For those of you who don't know who that is, it is a distiller down in Louisiana. It's actually started as a rice/crawfish farm, which is a really cool place. You roll up there and you literally feel like you just, in the middle of nowhere, rolled up on a crawfish farm.
As far as the eye can see.
Literally parked when we were there, got out of my truck, started walking in, and you're like walking over crawfish. Just walking through the parking lot.
Yeah, if there's a lot of rain, the crawfish get out of the rice fields, and they're just walking around, and they are ready for a fight.
And you know what? I remember when we were filming, and I had my video gear case open, and there's a crawfish in the gear case.
Yeah,
I was about to leave. I was like, I would like to take you home. I do like crawfish.
Yeah,
I left him there.
We had a good time there. We did a story takeover there as well, and they did a crawfish boil for us, which was fun. Yeah. And it was funny because they've got this custom made like crawfish boiler, cooking real fast and all that stuff. It sounds like a jet engine. Mm-hmm. And I walk out there to get some more crawfish, and they were putting in another load. Mm-hmm. And there's some crawfish that comes walking up out of the field up on the thing, and they just grabbed him and chucked him in with the others. And I was like, you want to talk about fresh, you know?
Bad timing for that guy.
Yeah.
Now, there's two reasons I picked this one to go on this list, okay? Number one is it's unique.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people look for in a Pappy, to have it on their shelf, is when people are like, what's that? You got a Pappy. You know, it's like that kind of eye-opening difference, like something unique to have on in your collection. And this bottle could be something like that for your collection as well. It's a rice whiskey, which sounds like that's going to taste
like sake.
Sake, or not like bourbon, and it tastes like a bourbon. I mean, it tastes super sweet, and it's got some of those similar bourbon profile notes that you'd be looking for. The only thing that's different on it, it's a much higher proof point, at least of the barrel picks that we did. This one's like 122 or something like that.
Yeah, and so was this other barrel pick.
Yeah.
But the reason why I think there's such a great Pappy alternative is one of the unique characteristics about Pappy is this really beautiful brown sugar note. And this has that brown sugar note. So the fruit is very different. The fruit on JT Melick to me tastes like peaches and cream with brown sugar. And usually on the Van Winkles, it's not as peachy, but there is a fruitiness in the mid palate that I think matches up quite well. So
yeah.
Great alternative, not super hard to find. They sell online.
And it's one that's, and it's one that, like, depending on where you're at, of course, but it's one that can sit on your shelf and be kind of a conversation piece, like a Pappy would be. Mm-hmm. So if you have some friends over and they're wanting to try something different that they've never tried before, just like you'd probably pull that Pappy off on a special occasion and pour them off a little nip of that, JT Melick would be a good replacement.
And it's also pretty food friendly for a whiskey.
Absolutely.
I've had it with sushi. And tried to and tried to treat it like it was a sake, because it's, you know, rice based, and I thought that it played pretty well with the food. Nice. When normally you think like sushi and whiskey, they don't mix because of the wasabi and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow it did well.
Awesome. Well, but rounding out the list.
Last but not least, I am gonna go with Old Fitzgerald, and this happens to be the 7-year version.
Yeah.
So this came out, I believe, last year or earlier this year. Everyone was losing their minds. It was really hard to find. I'm starting to see it on shelves now.
Yeah.
And I bought this bottle in New York. It was $50. Mm-hmm. I happen to have all of my two Agent Orr sets with me. That were empty in my luggage.
Yeah.
And I go into this liquor store. I was just going to get a bottle of wine because I was cooking that night. And I look up and they've got this bottle and I hadn't seen it. And now I see it everywhere, but I hadn't seen it. And so I was like, dang it, I'm not checking a bag. How could I buy this and get it home? So I literally went back to the hotel room, filled up all my Aged in Oars, put the empty bottle in my bag, went through TSA, which is fine. I just got it out and said, this is empty. And they're like, that's fine. And when I got home, I poured it all back in there and filled it back up. So
Travel hack.
Travel hack.
Nice.
Yeah, you just have to have like 8 Aged in Oars bottles that are empty with you just in case. But I lucked out. And so this is also a weeded bourbon. Mm-hmm. This one's from Heaven Hill. And It's always been a solid pour. Their special releases that they do in the beautiful decanter bottle, those can be very hard to find. Some of them they only sell at the distillery. But this is starting to trickle out across the country. And I think in Texas it's 55 or 59.
Yeah.
But I got mine solid for 50 in New York somehow.
Absolutely. But, and that's what we're trying to do, is help you find stuff that you're going to be able to walk in most any liquor store in most states and be able to have a chance of looking on the shelf and finding it.
Yeah.
And if not, finding it online, like the JT Melick, something you can go online and order and then ship right directly to you. So that's our 5 Pappy alternatives. We hope that you take some time over the next month or so, and as you're shopping, as you're looking in and out of liquor stores, keep an eye out for some of these heavy hitters, because they will give Pappy a run for his money on not only the proof, but the flavors and everything like that. So we hope you'll give it a try and see what you think.
Awesome. Well, let's give some whiskey away.
That sounds great, because I'm just encouraging these people to go out and find it for themselves. So why not start off with a free sample pack from us that can be like, okay, yeah, that is worth looking for on the shelf. So what do we want to do?
Let's do 5 1-ounce sample packs of all 5 of these whiskeys.
All right.
Yeah.
It's the giving season.
It is the giving season.
We're feeling generous here. So that's...
I'm looking at the bottles. I think I have 5 ounces of everything. So.
You got some backups of most of these anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Not this one. This one's going to be the limiting step, but we'll figure it out.
We'll get it to you.
Yeah.
And if you want to get in on this giveaway, which I don't know why you wouldn't, if you don't like free stuff, don't enter the giveaway.
Don't do it.
Because everything we're going to send to you is absolutely free. There's no hidden fees, no shipping you have to pay or anything like that. No magic handshake or special code word you got to give us. All you have to do is like the video, subscribe to the channel, then ring the bell. The reason you want to ring the bell is because we give away free stuff on every episode. So you want to know when we're dropping a new one. Last thing you want to do is go in the description, go to the giant caps word that says giveaway. Right next to that's a link. Click that link. Fill in your basic contact information so we can put you in our randomizer, and our winner is selected at random. We post the results of that publicly for accountability every time, and that winner will get their samples absolutely free.
And if you like this content and you want to know how you can support the channel, there's 3 easy ways. The easiest is Patreon. We talked about it earlier. And we have a Patreon level that's only $5 a month, and if you are vibing with the community work that we're doing, you're vibing with the suicide prevention work, you're vibing with the concept of this, of spreading love and bringing people together. It supports Wes's ministry in the Dominican Republic, and it supports Chrissy Lynn, who works here full-time. She's a single mother, and this makes it so that she's able to take good care of her daughter. You're supporting all of that. So, you know, consider looking into that. The second way would be to go to bourbonrealtalk.com, check out our merch, and almost everything that we have is customizable, because we have three commercial lasers now, and you can get a logo, a name, absolutely, a saying, whatever, put on almost anything that we sell. And last, I'm a residential real estate agent in the Houston and Dallas metro area. And if you want to support the channel in any of those three ways, you can go into the video description on YouTube next to the giveaway link. There's links for all three ways to support the channel.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And like Randy said, we are much more than just a bourbon tasting
review channel.
We're here for a bigger purpose, and that is to connect with people who may not feel connected to the world, because that's something that we're really passionate about around here, and we've been doing well. I mean, there's our community's growing. We've got a Facebook group that's a free community to join. That's what, 60,000?
No, that's the number of subscribers. YouTube. Okay. We have 34,000. In the community.
Just connecting with people is what it's all about for us.
Yeah, and that became really important to me when I lost my brother to suicide, and he was missing those connections. And so we had the thought that maybe if we got you connected to whiskey, whiskey'd do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And Wes had the idea to start Bourbon Real Talk Community because there was negativity online that was kind of counterproductive to what we're trying to accomplish in getting people to communicate with one another. And so we decided, hey, you know, let's start our own community. But that lesson, we also learned something important, and that was if those individuals can go out there online and spread hate and be hateful, we can go online and spread love. And so we end every episode the same way, and that's this: if you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.